This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, it's supposed to be elite. But I told that be so awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rating M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. Yes, I'm back, because I have to take back the reins after that train wreck of a show last week.
Last week's show was fantastic, and it had wonderful segues.
No, it was a good episode, but Alex, you did not maintain control of the Donnie-Nate arguments.
No, of course, why not?
No, they were like, just let it go. They were like, just let it go.
This is episode 220. I'm your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Alex.
You know, you're giving me those countdowns like every week now that no one else is allowed to do them. Apparently, I have the monopoly on them.
Well, I was going to give it to Yield, but he's not here.
Is Donnie not allowed to do them anymore?
No, you know what? We're gonna do a double countdown, but this one's staying in the official show. Donnie, give me a countdown of your top five stupid gamers.
Well, this will most definitely be in order.
Go ahead.
Well, honestly, I don't even have five, but I'm gonna go with three, top three. Top three stupid gamers is everybody on social media talking about freaking games. Everybody. Number two, Nate. Number one, Tricky.
As I mentioned, Yield is not here, but we do have not one, but two special guests. The first one, you know him, you love him. If you want to press X to win, you need Nate.
Yeah, how's it going?
And long time coming, we needed to get him on the show. His co-host on Press X to Win.
Ricky!
More like his better half.
Ooh.
We all know.
Shots fired.
You see, I wasn't going to do it. But I was going to be like, Ricky wouldn't be here without me. So, Ricky, you should have just, your shout out thing, you should have just been like, thank you, Nate.
I could have done that, but you know, you wouldn't be a lot of places without me. Just saying.
That's true.
Hey, let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,254, and a plaque count of 43. I think that's wrong. I don't think I updated it. Donnie, what about you?
I am level 26 still. Trophy count is 5603, negative 4 from that count, 75 plats.
Why negative 4 from that count?
We'll get into that while we are playing.
Oh, geez, I know exactly what it is. Alex, your trophy, sir.
Trophy count is 4,735 trophies, level 24. I have 58 platinums in 57 games.
All right, Ricky, do you have yours?
Yes, I do. I just started on PSN, so not too much. I got 789 total, level 11 on the trophy, and I don't have any platinums yet.
What?
Not yet.
He just started on the PlayStation 4.
I have a lot more achievements on the Xbox. That's where I started off, and then I transferred from Xbox 360 to PS4.
So
by now, you should at least have The Walking Dead Platinum.
Xbox.
So are you saying you confessed your sins and you repented?
No, not really. I just went to the better console.
That's basically what Donnie was insinuating.
Yeah, I would accept that. You went to a better console.
All right. I updated my trophies. I actually have 6,290 trophies. Who's running water?
You're getting washed up for the show, okay?
Jeez, Nate, your trophies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm level 22.
This show is going off the rails already.
Trophy count of, I'm going to do the Donny thing, 4834.
Hey, I make it simple for the listeners, okay?
And your plaque count?
Four.
All right. Now, okay. Before we get into what we're playing, I did listen to episode 219, and Donnie, I have to give you a little bit of knowledge about Mortal Kombat. You asked, how do you do faction kills? The game tells you how to do faction kills.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, I mean, it does.
It does, but it never, ever works. I know you're going. I knew it says that. Yeah, it never works.
Because the faction kills, you have to be on the other side of the screen. Completely on the other side of the screen.
That is the dumbest thing. Oh, my God. So now we got stupid game developers now?
No, because there's some fatalities you have to do from far away. Same concept. Just all the faction kills are far. None of them are close.
None of them. It doesn't say that.
And I know it doesn't say that, but that's how you do them. I'm just letting you know. I'm letting the listeners know.
All right. Cool. All right. Thank you. I would try that. Wait a minute. Also, do you have to be online in order to do a faction kill?
No, it's single player.
Okay, cool.
But more faction kills unlock the higher you get in each faction. So if you're in the Brotherhood, then you get a certain number of a certain faction kill. But once you get to level 50, you get the highest one. But once you switch over to like the League of Shadow, you don't get to do those no more. You have a new set of faction kills to do.
Alright, cool. And those brutalities are so stupid. You gotta pull
them off. Some of them are really hard to pull off. I'll give you that.
That's what I'm saying. They're stupid. What you gotta do to pull off the brutalities is dumb as heck.
But they do give you the most rewards for XP, so.
Yeah.
Or in points, I should say. Alright, so since we're doing that, let's just transition to you. What have you been playing?
I've been playing, I went back to Far Cry, I'm just trying to finish that up, and I'm going to have to farm for the plat on that, because it requires online play, and that's something that I don't have the luxury of 24/7 anymore, plus it's going to take a lot of farming for online play. It's only 2 trophies, but you have to do play like everything online for those 2 trophies, so that's kind of like BS, and it has like maybe 2 or 3 co-op trophies. Also, I've been playing The Last of Us Remastered. Due to my personal reasons, what I'm trying to do, I have already said what I was trying to do with that. But of course, while playing that, I would gain some trophies, and I'm not counting those trophies, so that's where the -4 come into play. On my
I knew that's
count.
Where you were going with that.
So, like I said again, I have 5603 trophies with -4 on that total.
Is that more extreme than me and my platinum?
No, it's exactly the same thing.
We agreed that counting the trophies themselves was not chumpable, but counting the platinum was worse.
No, I didn't agree with that.
Yeah, we signed the Bill of Rights for it.
Whatever.
The Trophy Horse Bill of Rights, which will be posted on Proven Gamer very soon.
No, I think if you do, like, if you're... I think it should be for both.
Exactly, it is both. That's stupid as heck.
What should be for both,
stupid
Alex?
Gamer.
Like if you're gonna play a game and get the exact same trophies all over again, like just to inflate your trophy count.
Well, okay. Well, in Donnie's case, and I can't believe I'm actually going to defend Donnie here. in Donnie's case, where he's actually playing the game to do a side project, he's not playing The Last of Us to play The Last of Us again. He's playing to do a side project. The trophies are an unfortunate circumstance that he's going to get them. So, in that case, I feel like it's okay. It's justifiable to get them.
I think I've heard about this side project before. What is he doing again?
He's making a Last of Us movie in his own image with different angles and... I'll let Donnie tell you about it.
That's all it is. You know, I pretty much, like, know The Last of Us in and out. So, and I learned how to maneuver the camera in certain situations to make it look like I'm a director.
He's arrogant enough to believe that his Last of Us movie will be better than the Last of Us movie that hits the actual theaters.
Well, it's not going to be better in the sense of, well, I don't have a freaking budget, absolutely zero, as far as special effects and all that stuff. It's not going to be better than that from the big screen point of view. But it's going to be told better because the movie, the big screen version, is going to be put out there for the moviegoers and not the video game goers or players. And you already know how that's going to play out. Just look at Resident Evil, for example. It's for the moviegoers, not the video gamers.
No comment. No comment.
Oh, my God. I get this, you was about to do this.
I swear to God that I'm just not going to say anything because I know where I'm going to end up. Because I know you won't ever admit you're wrong.
Are you sure? Are you sure you was about to say that? No, I'm not.
Ridiculous.
It's just a sad fact. You're being ridiculous.
This is the most ridiculous thing.
I'm not doing it, first of all, in my entire damn life. Okay, first of all, I'm not doing it on that sole purpose. Basically, I'm just doing it just to keep my skills up in editing. Like, I'm an editor, and I do audio and video. It's kind of hard to find footage online versus audio online to play around with. So, I make my own footage, and that is... I pretty much know the story, and I pretty much know my angle and where I'm going, so I play around with it just to keep my skills up in editing. That's all. I'm not doing it on the sole purpose just to outdo Hollywood. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just keeping my own skills up. That's all. Practice.
Okay. Bomb defused number one. Alex, what have you been playing?
Well, as you may have guessed, as some of you may have guessed, I've been playing more of my stealth playthrough of Dishonored. I'm more than halfway through the game, so by next week I should have my stealth playthrough finished, which will be my second playthrough.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
All right, Nate?
So I've been playing a little bit of stuff. There hasn't really been a ton, but I recently got Life is Strange, which last week you heard me come on and I talked a little bit about how much I like the Telltale games. I finished all four episodes that are currently out, and Life is Strange is better than anything Telltale has put out, period. The gameplay is better, the characters are better, the lines that are written for these characters are 10 times better. Just the story they're telling is way more interesting than a lot of the stuff that, you know, has been done in Telltale, just because it feels like there's a little bit more realism to how the characters interact with each other and how emotional they are. And the gameplay is actually pretty fun. It's pretty cool that, you know, if you don't like the choice you made, you know, like, Telltale gives you a choice, right? And you choose that choice and you're stuck with it because you have a very limited amount of time before you can choose it. Well, in Life is Strange, if you choose it and you really don't like it and you kind of want to try the other one and see what happens, like, from there, like, what she says after that, but you can rewind and choose the other one. But once you've made that choice and moved to the next area, you can't, change your choice after that. But
is it still point and click?
Kinda. It's not really point and click. There's a lot more. You want more control of the character.
I think the problem with Telltale is a lot of they're taking other properties, and I think they're probably handcuffed in the story that they can tell. Where Life is Strange is a little bit more free with that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And I would love to do a PG spoilers about Life is Strange because I think it's going to change. This is one of those games that might change the way we look at story based games. I've also been playing some Samurai Warriors 4.
Oh, God.
Which is like Dynasty Warriors, if it was way better.
Same damn game.
I understand it's the same damn game. But, Samurai Warriors, there's more to it. Like, there's more combos. There's more, flashiness going on. There's more Michael Bay shit. There's, a lot more just random shit going on the screen.
Having more Michael Bay is not necessarily a good thing.
I mean, the story's the Japanese anyway. I can't understand a damn word they're saying. But it's fun. I mean, it's kind of pretty much the drought right now until games start coming out in September and the end of August. So I was just looking for something fun, mindless fun to play, and I've been playing some Samurai Warriors 4, and I'm not disappointed. So, yeah.
All right, Ricky.
All right. I've been playing Witcher, trying to finally beat that damn game. I'm playing it right now, actually. But
it's such a struggle since the game's so bad, isn't it?
No. It's actually pretty good. But being a hater,
Tricky.
Mike. But being a hater. I'm actually... I got the Metal Gear Solid Collection, so I'm actually putting it to myself to finish it from the first one all the way through before the new one comes out.
Good man. Awesome.
Are you a Metal Gear fan, or are you just playing it because it's another game to play?
Nope. Actually, I only played Metal Gear Solid 4, and I love that game, so I'm putting it to myself to actually finish the original games.
Wait. You played 4 before you played any of the other
what
ones?
What the heck? Yes. You destroyed the whole story for you.
I know.
You know, hold on, time out. I like how everyone goes from praising Ricky for playing, deciding to go through all the Metal Gear Solid games, to 20 seconds later destroying him because he played 4 before.
Because he destroyed the story.
Totally messed up.
Hey. So you all play. Hey, he's doing the Star Wars method. He's going back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes, okay,
he's going back to the beginning.
Okay, here's what's wrong with your analogy here, Alex. in Star Wars, yes.
It's too perfect and your head's going to explode. No, that's what's wrong with it?
No. You're making a valid argument that he's playing episodes 4, 5, and 6 first. But the problem is 4, 5, and 6 didn't tell any of the story of 1, 2, and 3. Metal Gear 4 blatantly destroys Metal Gear 1, 2, and 3.
And that collection you have doesn't have Metal Gear Solid.
It does.
Yeah. It has all the original ones. Plus, I think it's Peace Walker.
Oh, yep. You have the latest collection.
The Legacy Collection,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, well, cool, my man, but okay, still, you totally messed up, though.
Ricky showing it now. Ricky, tell us every game that's in that Legacy Collection.
Got Metal Gear, original. Metal Gear Solid 2. We got Metal Gear Solid 2. Metal Gear Solid, Peace
Bit
Walker.
Smack your dog. Did you just bit smack your dog?
Hey, dogs can get excited about Metal Gear Solid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm getting attacked by it. I'm like, dude, if you say nothing about Metal Gear, say nothing about Metal Gear.
All right, because you guys are making fun of me. He's trying to protect me. But no.
All right, Ricky, okay, so I'm sorry. Start again.
Metal Gear Solid
the original
2.
One. The original NES ones, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Fucking Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, all the PSP ones, Guns of Patriots number 4, fucking all the VR missions they added on.
Awesome. Also, hold it up to the camera, because that is, no, not the back, man. Oh, man. I just want to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Legacy Collection
you
one.
Rock.
All right.
You rock.
All right, and you've been playing anything else there, Ricky?
Not if you've been playing that.
You shouldn't be playing anything else, but have you been playing anything else?
No, pretty much this is it.
All right, and I have been playing Let Me Collect a Bunch of Shit. I have started my Disney Infinity obsession. I have picked up 1.0 and 2.0. Have collected most of the 2.0 figures already. I just started 1.0, so I haven't gotten any 1.0 figures other than Elsa and Anna because Sweet Mama D is a big Frozen fan. I've also, thanks to Nate and Billy from the Structure Network, I hate them both, but they have both started me on my pop collection problem. I have started this within the last week, and currently right now, sitting behind me, as everybody sees on camera, that our listeners can't see, there is 28 pops behind me. You do the math, and then I have another 30 coming through various online retailers.
I don't know what's going on. Why are you collecting pops?
Oh, my God.
So, okay, so hold on. Time out. This has gone from a problem to a sickness. you need to go to the doctor for this.
Blame Nate and blame Billy. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't even have as many as you do, and I've been collecting for almost a year now.
And I didn't tell anybody this because I wanted to see everybody's reaction or hear everybody's reaction when I announced this. I have spent $200 on a collector's item that is a Comic-Con exclusive, and that is the legendary Saba from the Power Rangers.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my god, you got... Hold up, Saba. Is that the White Tiger sword?
That's the White Tiger sword.
It's a sword, yep. Yep.
I was gonna say, like, I used to watch a lot of Power Rangers, and I don't even remember what that thing was.
Rock, I love that sword.
That is, I'm gonna put a link in the Skype chat so you guys can see it. But yeah,
Donnie, we do not encourage him for spending $200 on a Power Ranger sword.
I forget this episode is being recorded with the
audience.
Well,
of course, Donnie, it's not your money.
That's not even me talking. That's my audience that I have for the show.
I love that sword.
How is the goddess not, like, taking away all financial responsibility from you? Like, how is she not in charge of all money
because
in your household?
Because I got it like that.
Like, I spent a lot on that hat that I got, the Luigi hat, but it wasn't $200. But I also had it in my head, like, this is my very first convention, and who's to say that I would ever go to another one? So I was like, you know what? I'll get it. But plus, you know, it's leather and suede and all that good stuff. But also, can you actually stab somebody with Saba?
I remember he used to talk on the head. He used to talk to him.
that was a guest appearance of my Dottie's co-host or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sharing my screen with you guys right now so you guys can look at it.
But can you stab somebody with that?
This is, well, hold on. That one is black and gold. The original was white.
Yeah. The heck? It don't matter. I like it anyway.
That's pretty sick.
Comic-Con exclusive, that's why.
That is powerful as heck. You have made my co-host see it.
You know, if had you gotten the Dragonzord flute,
hold on a second, hold on a second. We have to touch on what Dottie just said. Dottie, why is that so powerful?
Because you made my co-host see it. He's a blind guy.
Yeah, his co-host is blind. He saw the sword.
And he is magnified by the power of Saba. He's a huge fan.
I'm a big fan.
Of the White Zord. Or the White Ranger.
White Ranger.
White Ranger.
Back.
All of them. Green Ranger, too.
That's my childhood
he's a,
right
he's
there.
A big fan of Tommy, period.
Does he follow his MMA career?
I heard about it. I follow it.
Did you guys hear who he wants to fight?
Who?
Kimbo?
CM Punk.
Who?
CM Punk.
CM, yep.
Welcome to the UFC cast. I'm your host. We're going to talk about some UFC fights now.
Yeah, we're talking about Power Rangers.
Tricky, do a good job of stay on Taz. But CM Punk, he's a punk.
Nah, CM Punk is the real deal.
Sure.
He's the real deal.
He is the real deal. All right, let's get back into our show and our topics. Our first topic today is the August 2015 PlayStation Plus games have been revealed. I don't know why you, Donnie, because you, Donnie, you're now a PlayStation Plus member, so you'll be getting some of these games.
None of these.
Well, some of these games are pretty cool. For the PlayStation 4, you'll be getting Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, Limbo, Stealth 2, A Game of Clones, and Sound Shapes. You'll also be getting Sound Shapes for the PS3 and the Vita. And also, you'll be getting Castle Storm Complete Edition for the PS3 and the Vita. Get God of War Ascension for the PS3. And, yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah. You know what? I am interested in Limbo.
Limbo's really good. It's fantastic. It's one of those indie games that it shines above many other games, even full-fledged games. So
games
hopefully you really like it.
Scares the shit out of Tricky.
Yeah, Limbo. You can't. First level, big spider.
And that son of a bitch came out of nowhere. That's the problem.
Yep.
Some Stealth Inc. seems somewhat interesting, too. Mainly because they look like minions.
You know, I'm not. I have platinums in all the God of War, mainline God of War games 1, 2, and 3. I'm kind of excited to play Ascension. Like, I got a question, though. Well, I know it's not that great. But I kind of feel like I should, since it's free and I'm a God of War fan.
Yeah, you should.
How many multiplayer trophies are there?
In Limbo?
I don't think...
In God of War?
I don't think there's any.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I can't recall any, but I could be wrong. Cause I played it, beat it, and then I put it out my memory. I didn't even bother to try to platinum it.
You know what? No, you know what? Now that I think about it, actually it is...
I think it's a whole... I think it might be a great deal.
I think there are quite a number of multiplayer trophies in Ascension.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That kind of takes the wind out of my sails. But, hey, I mean,
Or you could just not play God of War Ascension because it's arguably the worst God of War game.
Well, I would say play it because you are a God of War fan. Play it. It sucks, but
I got to tell you, the whole time I was playing that game, I did not know what the story was.
Yeah, it did.
So, hold on, wait a minute, time out. Like, saying it's the worst God of War game isn't really... like, that bad of an insult? Because when you think of it, the other God of War games are pretty spectacular.
Yeah, but
that
this one...
true.
That's like saying it's like the worst Uncharted game.
It's not a bad game, but it's just bad in comparison to God of War standards.
And the story freaking sucks. And the game sucks.
The story to that game flat out doesn't make sense.
Yes, it's like, you know pretty much by the time this Ascension is out or came out, you pretty much knew everything there is to know about Kratos, present, past, and future. Literally, present, past, and future, because he went to the present, past, and the future.
Yep.
But this right here, you are lost for a great deal of the story, and you have, like, what the heck is, what's his name? Dobby? Toby? What's the guy's name? Toddy? Who made the game? Who?
T- Todd Pappy.
Pappy. That's what I was trying to get to. Pappy.
He's freaking. What the hell are you talking about?
I know. I'll try to get to Pappy.
Normally I can follow Donnie, but I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I couldn't think of the guy's name for nothing, but he didn't need to stay away. He need to be banned from all future God of War games, for real.
Well, let's talk about some more bans, and that's China's officially lifting their 15-year ban on consoles.
You suck. I wanted to say something.
All right, you know what? I'm going to destroy my good segue so you can say something.
I'll let you say something on my podcast, jerk.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was hoping that God of War Ascension would be about, like, before he killed his family. That was what I was super hyped for when
I told you, me and you are, like, the same people at the end of at the shout-outs of the last episode. We argue a lot, but I agree with everything that you had to say all the time.
Wouldn't that have been cool, though?
I said that. Not all the time either, but I did say that. Like, this God of War... The origins that we need is the one before he made the pact with Ares, before he did what he did, and before he got the nickname Ghost of Sparta, before all of that. When he was just a Spartan warrior, that's the one we need.
Yeah, you know what? I have to disagree with you there, Donnie, because the fact that the allure of God of War is the fact that you can use magic and you can use the Blades of Chaos and whatnot, and before he made that pact with Ares, he didn't have access to the God's powers and the Blades of Chaos. So I think if you do a game before he made that pact, it's not going to follow the same core.
But a prequel game like that would have been badass.
If they did it right.
No, but I mean, like, part of the appeal of God of War, that at least in that first game, is fighting the Minotaur, fighting the Hydra. You fight these big monsters and these gods throughout the entire series. If you play as, like, Warrior Kratos, you can't do that. And like Tricky said, you can't use the magic. What, are you going to be fighting barbarian warlords? It's going to be just like Dynasty Warriors, except set in Greece.
But the...
There's nothing wrong with Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, first of all, I'm quite sure there will be magic, because people that you come across know about magic in the game, and I'm quite sure...
Yes,
that
but
will...
it's not going to be the magic of the gods is what you get.
But how do you know that? You don't know that part of...
Because why would Zeus or Ares or whoever give you their powers? They're gods. You're insignificant to them.
But the thing about it, they did, though. What you just said, they did.
They gave it to him after he made the pact with Ares, because they needed him to take down Ares.
Okay, and how many times do we know that he prayed to Ares like they do? And Ares answered their prayers. How many times
you're making speculations.
Okay, but that's the whole
point.
You can
make your own story, though, too.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Like, they can sit there and be like, well, at one point, Kratos was, on his way to Athens, and some shit happened where he got, sucked into a demon realm. Or, I don't know. Just, they can do whatever they want. It's their series,
Dude, I think that'd be cool. I think it'd be radical.
Let's talk about radical, and that's the ban on consoles for 15 years that China's officially lifting now. China's state council is officially lifting its 15-year-old ban on the sale of game consoles, giving Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo more access to one of the world's largest video game markets. According to
I'm kind of disappointed, because I thought when you said radical, I thought we were going to talk about Radical Entertainment, which made Prototype.
China's state council previously relaxed the ban on the sale and production of foreign game consoles in early 2014. The easement only enabled foreign companies to manufacture and distribute consoles within Shanghai's free trade zone. China first began to reconsider the ban in 2013, which was established in 2000 over concerns of potential harm to the physical and mental development of the children. Plans to lift the ban on foreign console sales were again reported on October 13th. However, there was no indicator at the time when consoles would be potentially sold in China. So basically, as it breaks down, China banned the sale of foreign consoles in the year 2000 because it was worried about the physical and mental development of their children, and now they're officially lifting that ban, so now the three companies can now sell their consoles in China.
Are they keeping track of the mail? Coming
in China, I'm damn sure they are.
Like they opening people mails. Like if I order a PlayStation, I'm living in China. I'm ordering an American system and just wrapped all in mail package. Are they opening up my package?
It's not getting opened, but it's definitely going through a scanner at customs.
China knows what's coming in and going out, exports, imports. They keep track of
all companies
stuff.
Do.
China's the type of country to block your searches when you're searching anything on the website. That's why they kicked out Google out of China. So, I mean, they're always keeping American companies like Microsoft, Sony out of there because they have their own consoles, which are shit, by the way.
Let's be honest. Like, what do those games look like?
I haven't tried
the Chinese government is so great.
Yeah.
One, the Chinese government is so great. Two,
they need to ban their own game, that crazy psychotic junk they be coming out with. For real.
Donnie, what's the last Chinese game you played?
I think he's thinking Japanese. He's thinking like something like Gal Gun.
Well, you know, that just might be Japan.
Yeah, well, I mean, just recently I bought three... I've been looking. I'm a, you know, everybody knows I'm a Rangers fan. I've been looking for their Liberty jerseys from the 94, 95, 96 seasons, and I found a company that sells them, and they actually were made in China and shipped, and the package was actually delayed because it had to go through customs. They had to scan it and make sure that there was no bombs or anything foreign in there. So yeah, everything that crosses country lines is scanned by customs. So yeah, China would have known if somebody tried to buy a PS4 from America and have it shipped to them.
Yeah. Making sure they ain't shipping over that American anthrax.
With that, Sony has admitted that they have sold, not shipped, 25.3 million PlayStation 4s as of June 30th.
Still number one champion in the world.
In the last 3 months leading up to June 30th, they had sold 3 million consoles, which was up from the 2.7 million sold the previous 3 months before that, meaning their lifetime sales now stands at 25.3, and it hasn't even been out for 2 years yet. In contrast, the PlayStation 2 had a sluggish 2 years and 8 months, only to hit 20 million at the same point. So at this point, PlayStation 4 has outsold the PlayStation 2 in the same time period of being out in stores by almost 5.5 million copies.
Awesome, awesome. That's cool.
That's great. I'm, like, super stoked about it, but we need more games.
Exactly.
What we need is Horizon. That's what we need. A little bit of Guerrilla Games in your PlayStation 4.
A little bit of Guerrilla Games in my PS4.
God, I knew you were going to do that.
In the same meeting, they did not mention the sales of the Vita, but they also did say the sales of the PS3 sales are going down.
Of course, no games.
Nate, okay. You're still clicking your China Warriors game over there.
No, I'm not clicking the game anymore.
Well, somebody's clicking.
Somebody's clicking.
Well, Ricky has been captured by Ocelot. He's been tortured. He had to rapidly push that button.
What on earth are you talking about?
Metal Gear references.
Yes, he was making a Metal Gear reference.
Yeah, the Metal Gear reference.
You
Thank
suck
you
at
very
stealth games,
much,
okay.
Nate.
We know.
I suck at stealth games. Yes, I do.
Let's
but what
the
they
game
should do is, I'm saying new IPs. You know, you're announcing you're making all this money. It's new IP time.
True, and I am with you.
Well, how about the new IP in Rocket League? How about that? We talk about that.
It's a terrible segue.
Rocket League's first DLC pack is coming in August. The first downloadable pack for Rocket League, entitled Supersonic Fury, will be coming out. It includes two new battle cars, the Dominus, which is an over-the-top American muscle car, and the Takami, which is a Japanese street racer. The DLC,
wait a minute, did I go through custom first?
The DLC also includes two new rocket boosts called Nitrous and Burnout, two new wheel sets called Cristiano and Spinner, and five new paint types, as well as the Supersonic Fury, which costs $4. Psyonix is also releasing a free game update. This update will add the new map, Utopia Coliseum, and more than 70 new country flags. Spectator mode is also being added, allowing you to watch games in real time from any camera angle. Updated goal explosions and demolitions are also planned for the free update, as well as a new song called Firework from Hollywood Purple.
People like spectating.
Dude, think about it like fucking League of Legends, you know. People honestly just love watching people play that game. And I think it's boring as hell.
I
like, I would honestly rather watch someone play a Rocket League game over a League of Legends game any day.
The only time I want to watch anybody play a game is when my turn is coming up next.
So you can lose?
Well, whether I lose or not, I don't want to just sit and watch somebody play a game, no matter how awesome it looks. Like, oh, sweet, that looks cool. Unless I'm at E3 or at a convention, or I just happen to be at a store you know, and somebody's playing a demo, and you know, I can't play. I'm like, oh, I see that, cool.
But no, I'll translate for Donnie. What he really likes is arcades. He likes to be in an arcade and getting that line and getting that crowd, watching people play, and then being the next step in line to put his quarters in and square off with whoever's, you know, playing Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter.
If I'm going to play sometime, yeah. And the only time I'm, like, another time when I'm forced to spectate is when I'm playing, like, a multiplayer game and I die. So now I got to just watch until the match is over with. You know, that's acceptable to me. But just to sit there, cut on the game specifically just to spectate.
Some people really enjoy it. That's what Twitch is. Literally, that's why Twitch is so popular. It's because people like to get on Twitch and like to go on there. And I know they're stupid gamers. I know that's why they're on Twitch, because they're stupid gamers.
That's what you were going to say.
That's what you were going to say.
No, don't lie.
That's exactly what you were going to say. You're going to be like, no, that's because they're stupid gamers. And they're just going to be like, oh, I'm going to go on here. And the stupid gamers want to watch people play games. That's why. The stupid gamers, right? Right, Donnie?
No, because I already talked about this spectator thing before. Right? You know, I just don't understand it. That's all. I just don't understand why people sit and like to watch people play video games. That's all. All
right.
All right, let's go into our last topic, which is Zombie U, which has been a Wii U exclusive up to this point, has been announced to be being ported over to PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox.
Wait, is it still going to be called Zombie U? Because kind of don't you have to change the name?
No, it will now be called Zombie.
With an I.
Well, that's
Zombie.
That's dumb.
Ubisoft has announced that the first-person survival horror game will be released on August 18th, which is not that far away, and will be available only through digital download. Zombie pits players in a zombie-infested London as they must survive as long as possible without dying because death is permanent. The new release was rumored in the works recently and now has officially been confirmed. It was originally released on the Wii U, as I said, but it failed to make a profit and a sequel was never planned.
I knew that was going to be the reason to why it's...
Now, Nate, as the only person here with a Wii U, did you ever play Zombie U?
Yeah, when I got my Wii U for Christmas, I got it with Zombie U. Basically what it is you ever played like a roguelike game where, you know, you have to progress a certain amount and then you die and you lose all your stuff, but then you get to keep some of it sometimes. It's basically like that. You always have like one weapon and that's a cricket bat. And so you can kill the zombies with that, and then you'll pick up guns and other things that, you know, do more damage, and you're just trying to progress through the whole game without dying. You'll open up – it's kind of like Bloodborne 2 where you'll open up different pathways to get to where you want to be. The problem I had with it is, like, it just really fucking piss you off when you're like, okay, cool, I got my shit, here we go, and then you fucking die from, like, something stupid, and that's why I stopped playing it. Because I just don't like the idea of just, like, I lose everything. And it's like, well, fuck, now I got to start all over again with someone who I don't like, who doesn't have gear, who doesn't have armor, like, any of that stuff. Like, and that's my main problem with it. I mean, that said, if they released it for, you know, a budget price, like, you know, 20, this would be pretty cool on PS4, I think. I mean, the graphics aren't amazing. And as if you listen to Press X to Win, my co-host Jake, he mentions a multiplayer mode that actually sounds pretty cool where one player... is actually creating, like...
the zombie herd mode?
Yeah, basically he's in control of all the zombies and can create, like, zombies and stuff and put them around the map. And it's the other player's job to get through all the zombies that he's creating. So it's kind of like a Dungeons & Dragons thing with two people with the zombies. It's pretty cool. And if they made that online, I think that'd be a lot of fun from, you know, just playing it a little bit with split screen with, like, my sister or my dad or something like that.
I'm sorry, I just can't get over the name.
All right, I got a name. Zombie. I got a name for both consoles. We got the Zombie Bots and the Zombie Station.
Yeah.
No.
No. All right.
How about Zombies Paradise in London?
Now,
no.
That is the end of our topics for this week, but we do have a topic of the week, which I am unfortunately going to have to say Donnie was right. And I hate doing this.
I think I'm right on a lot of things. But Donnie babble again.
Donnie's not right very often, but Donnie was right in saying that Sony should do this, and they have decided they are going to. A throwback to any Trophy Horse fans, when PlayStation Plus was announced and over the several months following, Donnie was always complaining about how they're giving us old games and that we should be allowed to vote for whatever game that we want for free. Well, apparently Sony has now agreed. Sony president of Worldwide Studios, Shuhei Yoshida, has confirmed the Vote to Play feature for PlayStation Plus subscribers. According to the PlayStation blog, Vote to Play will allow PlayStation Plus subscribers to vote on one of several PlayStation 4 games for the next month's PlayStation Plus lineup. The one with the most votes will be free, and runner-ups will be sold at a discount. Sony says the feature will be coming soon, and adds, quote, we'll have more details for you on soon when voting begins, and what titles are up for voting, and how fast you and how you can cast your vote. Now, with that being said, there is a slight difference to what Donnie was saying compared to what the feature is actually doing. Sony is going to give you a choice of three games. You choose the game that you want. The other two will be on discount. It's not open market where you could just say, hey, give me Far Cry 4 for free.
I said that. I said, I'm quite sure. I believe, I'm paraphrasing what I'm saying, but I believe the conversation was about you, I think, was talking about, well, they're not going to just give us a whole lineup of games to give us. Well, and I was like, well, I agree with you on that point, but I believe they should give us a set number of the what games they're going to give us, and then we vote on that set number.
Well, my argument to you at the time, if you remember, was you were saying you were arguing that they were always giving us old games, games that you've already played, games that you were at the Gamefly and whatnot. My argument to you was, well, you're not going to be able to choose a game that just came out. There's going to have to be a period of time. The game's got to be out on shelves before they're able to give it to us for PlayStation Plus.
Not always true.
Well, not what I'm saying. Unless they worked out a deal with the developer, like with Drive Club or something like that.
As an example, like when PlayStation Plus first came out, Double Fine gave away stacking for free. I mean, it's not like a retail game. It's not a $60 game. But, I mean, it was pretty close to the game's release that they got, that PlayStation Plus users got to play for free.
Well, my point being is, like, when September comes, you're not going to be able to get Phantom Pain for free. You're not going to be able to vote to say, give us Phantom Pain for free. That was my argument.
Well, I figured that option. I knew that wasn't going to happen, but I was...
I mean, it's going to be usually with PlayStation Plus. I mean, the reason it works so well is you get, like, you know, indie games that sometimes maybe you wouldn't buy, and, you know, they're hidden gems. Like, for instance, Ollie 2, I think, is one of the most hidden gems on PS4. And when they gave us that game for free, I was like, I don't really care, but I'm going to try it out. And I got super addicted to it. And I think that's what's great about PS Plus is you can get, you know, these indie games that don't have as much hype and don't have as much marketing behind them and get them for free and actually find something you really, really enjoy. Like, yes, I understand you want, like, AAA games like maybe The Knack or The Injustice or Killzone Shadowfall, like the older AAA games that maybe have gone down in price. And, you know, maybe you'll get those, but I don't think you're ever going to get, like, a game that's full $60 in the store on PS Plus. It's just not going to happen. And
oh, yeah, I know that's not going to happen. I know. And that argument right there with Tricky Burger, that was, like, a totally separate argument about, you know, it was a part of the argument, but it was a totally separate argument. I was fixated on the whole point of, yeah, the game that you're getting on Plus was old as heck. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have already been through them, seen them, all the DLC and all that junk. You know, 100% it, 3 or 4 times of that game. You know, I was just stating the fact that, you know, if you're going to throw these games at us like this, because this is actually for to help you guys, who all you Plus lovers out there. In my opinion, I think that'll be better for you guys because you buying these games, and then now you get mad as heck because now you get it for free 2 days after you bought it. You know, and I think the whole voting thing will help. Like,
well, I have to cut you over, Jake. I think the voting will help only because of the fact that now at least you're going to have a month's notice of what you're going to be getting free. So if you were on the fence to buy the game, and you were saying, should I wait? Maybe they'll give it to me for free on Plus. Now you'll know a month ahead of time that okay, this is coming free or may come free or be on a discount or whatnot, you can either save money by buying it on discount or save money by getting it for free. So I think that's a plus in the whole let's vote for what we want. But
a plus in the plus.
But the negative is that I still think because of the feature, we're not going to be getting the AAA games that we would really want to get from Plus. And that's, I know that's being selfish. I know that's being selfish, but on the same token, you know, one of the things that people buy PlayStation Plus for was to get those good quality games. Unfortunately, and, you know, this goes on my whole argument with indie titles, was the fact that sometimes the indie titles, they don't get enough press and, like, not enough hype behind them. So I think the vote feature for three indie titles is really not a positive because you really don't know about them. Now, you can go do the
review. Where did it say it's going to be vote for indies? Where did it say that at?
Well, I think the three games for August have already been announced. I can try to Google it and find out.
The three games are pretty sure they're Gone, Grow Home, Zombie Vikings, and the third, I forgot what the third one was called.
But still, what did it say that we're only going to be voting for the indie games?
No, I'm saying I think that's going to be the case. Because obviously if they put a AAA game up against two indies, the AAA game is always going to be voted to be the free game.
Well,
people would rather get the AAA game that's going to be the more expensive one for free, and then if they're interested in the indies, they'll just buy the indies at the lower reduced price.
And that may be true, but the way you compensate on that is because they give us a set number of indies and a set number of AAA, right? For Plus, right?
It varies every month, honestly.
Okay, well, it varies. But the way they can counteract that is give us vote for which AAA game you want us to give you for free, and give us a vote for which indie game you want to give us for free. That's how you can counteract that. And yes, I do hear how that could affect sales, because I do believe the whole y'all not knowing what y'all going to get a month in advance was.
I love how he says y'all when he's in this category now.
Okay. All right. I don't put my.
I'm just messing with you, Donnie. I'm messing with you.
Yeah, I have Plus, but I don't, like, buy into the whole Plus thing. But anyway, I do see how, you know, I believe that was a marketing scheme by y'all not knowing what y'all going to get a month in advance because, hey, I can still make money off this, off the people who go into the stores and buying it. And then if it didn't buy up to this point, well, now other people get it for free. You know, I believe that was a marketing scheme, but I do believe this voting thing can help. And if they just do it, like, vote for your AAA game, well, how many votes that wins, how many votes that the indie game will get, then that's your indie game and your AAA game for however they're going to do for the month. So that's another way they can work, tweak it out, right off rip.
All right, Alex, you've been kind of quiet about this whole thing. How do you feel about the whole vote for your games feature?
I mean, I think it's definitely a step forward. I mean, obviously, if you're doing monthly discounts and free games, they can't let, you know, us choose every month or vote every month. But I definitely think every once in a while, you know, at least a month a year or a couple months a year, I think that'd be nice.
I think this is actually an every month thing.
Oh, really?
I think this is going to be going forward. Every month you're going to vote on the game you want.
Well, see, that might actually be a bad thing because depending on what other people choose and other people's tastes are, you may get a game that you completely despise and would never want to play in some genre, like a racing game or like a sports game if you didn't want that.
Oh, now you're feeling the hardship where your votes don't count, huh?
So, I mean, it could go a different way. Like, it could be a good or it could be a bad thing. Like, if you like an indie – if you really want to play a certain indie title or you want to play, like, a lesser-known AAA game – something that, you know, doesn't have a whole lot of hype or isn't Call of Duty or something like that, your vote may just kind of get washed away.
Well, that's what voting is, though.
All right, Ricky, you also been quiet. How do you feel about the whole vote to play feature?
I think it's cool, and what you guys were saying about, like, the whole AAA game being thrown in there, I mean, what they could do to balance it, let's say, like, every other month they throw in a AAA game and you vote for that separately from a different selection, then you still have your indie games every single month that you're going to vote for. So two separate voting things, and That way you don't have the balance thrown off and people still get the choice of what they want in PlayStation Plus.
I like how Ricky modified my state.
Okay. I mean, the whole thing is, as I said, I think the double voting is actually a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Only because of the fact that, like, okay, let's just argument's sake, let's put up Fallout 4 versus Rise of the Tomb Raider versus a Phantom Pain. Okay? We all know.
Hold on. That logic is totally out. That logic is totally out.
No.
Those are very, very new games that ain't even came out yet. You would never see that on Plus until 2025.
Okay, but you got to suspend belief here a second, because obviously those three games are never going to be up against each other. But what I'm, my point being is, if you had those three games as your vote to play feature, and then they gave you three indie titles on a separate vote, the fact of the matter is, let's just say, argument's sake, Phantom Pain wins out. They still got to sell Fallout 4 and Rise of the Tomb Raider at a discount and then do the same thing. So they're still giving you three games. One you're going to get for free and the other is going to be on discounts. So the whole separate voting feature, I think, would actually throw off the balance.
How? What?
Honestly, I think the way they're doing this is just is super smart, because honestly, they give you so many PlayStation Plus discounts on brand new games that come out. Just for instance, last week, Tembo the Badass Elephant, I got for 20% off. You know, that was something they were already going to do. Now they could, if this was a month earlier, they could have put up, you know, Tembo the Badass Elephant. They could have put up one of those play games and another play game on there, and you choose from those. Something like that, where they're games that are, you already know, you know, those are games you're going to get later on in, you know, the month anyway, that are going to be on discount already. But you don't know about it until it actually happens. Now you're going to know about it beforehand. You can decide which one you want. That being said, vote Grow Home, by the way. And the three games are Grow Home, Zombie Vikings, and Armello. I looked it up while you guys were talking.
Okay, but now now going back to my original argument, it's like these three indie games. Nate, obviously you're saying vote Go Home.
Grow Home.
But Grow Home. But Donnie and Alex, have you heard of any of those three games?
Nope.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have the internet. We have the power to go online and be like, oh, I wonder what Grow Home is. Oh, I wonder what Armello is. Oh, I wonder what this is. Look it up and then decide for yourself. You know, come on. You're not helpless. That's the thing is, if you're interested in video games, you should be looking up that kind of stuff on your own.
You're not helpless, but on the flip side, as we've established, and I think we can all agree, not everybody. I mean, obviously people that listen to the show and go to Proven Gamer and the Structure Network and listen to the podcast, They're very much involved in the gaming community. They go to sites and they do the research and stuff like that. Most people don't. So to the person that doesn't listen to podcasts, doesn't go to websites, they go onto the PlayStation Network and they see this. They're not going to be able to vote properly because they're not going to have any knowledge behind the games.
You mean the American that doesn't read?
Basically, on the same lines, yeah, Donnie.
Yeah. So, still, like, me personally, I wouldn't vote, period. I have history with voting, and it doesn't go to my...
You're not going to vote on what game you want for free? You want to try and vote between... See, now you're getting me angry. Like, you have a choice to get one of these three games for free, and you're just like, ah, fuck it, I'm not going to vote. So then when you get the game you don't want, you're going to fucking complain. Be like, well, all these games are for stupid gamers. Like, that's so dumb. Why would you not vote for a game you're going to get for free anyway?
I love you, Nate. I love you, Nate. But, dude, I'm saying, first of all, I was just making a joke. But, yes, when it comes to the indie games, I'm most likely not going to vote. And when it comes to certain, because honestly, I had Plus, I would say, a total of maybe a year and a half out of that since Plus been here. I had it for a year once back in the Station 3 era, and I had it for, I just got it recently, back in February or March, one of those days. I don't know what day. It's sometime in the early of this year. And I only, out of those 2 years, downloaded three, maybe if that. Plus games.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's a lot of gamers out there who complain every week that the PlayStation Plus games are shit, and now they're getting a chance to vote.
They are, and I'm
one of them. Like if you don't vote, you don't have a chance to complain. Just like even in real life elections, I'm not going to get into politics. In American elections, you know, if you didn't vote, you don't have a choice to complain about who ended up winning the presidency or whatever. And I'm not going to get into politics. But that's the thing, is like,
please don't.
What?
Please. I said, please don't.
I'm not going to. But the thing is, if you want the free games to get better, vote. Maybe try and check out a different game. Maybe if there's something that interests you, go on YouTube, watch a video or two. Like, that's the thing. People are still going to complain, and they're not going to go online and watch a video or two of these games, and they're still going to fucking complain, and that's going to piss me off.
Nate, my friend, you sound exactly like moi. and you are absolutely right. Voting will help in this case, but the thing about it, they're still going to give us whack games to vote on, so I'm not going to vote, period, because everything you're giving me is whack as heck still.
Grow Home is actually a pretty cool game, and I'm sure there'll be better games on there. If you just give them the chance and look them up and try and help other people get good games.
I do all of that. I look it up. I commented before about watching gameplay and people playing games. Before I make my decision on practically any game that I buy versus the ones that I know about already, I go to YouTube and I look up gameplay. I watch at least somewhere between 2 minutes to 5 minutes of gameplay, not story, but gameplay, the gameplay mechanics, how it looks, and all that stuff before I make my decision to buy. I do all of that stuff. And I find it that it sucks. So I'm still not going to buy, nor would I vote on it.
So, okay. I just want to say, this kind of going back a little bit, but like podcasting with Nate is like Jurassic World. Two specific scenes, like the very, like close to the end, and where the publicist.
Hey, no spoilers. Yeah,
In the water, you know something's coming. You know an explosion's coming, but you don't exactly know when. But, like, it's okay. So, like, people complain for no reason. People complain about things. Like, no matter what Sony does, you can't please everyone. So whether they put the vote up for people, some people are not going to vote and they're going to complain about it. People will complain about the games they get to vote on. Some people will complain that they should be able to pick the games that are up for voting. You're never going to please anyone. So there's going to be, go to a website, go to a message board. People are always going to complain about something.
Wow.
I know, but the thing is what pisses me off the most is just like, you know, with Tricky, and I know Tricky is very into politics, and I'm not going to get into that, but when someone gets voted in that you don't like, and you complain,
you
didn't vote, you have no reason to complain. You didn't vote. You didn't try and change. So the thing is, if you look at these three games, the two of the games, yes, they look a lot of each of these games are very indie. Yes, of course, they're indie games. But the thing is, some of the games, they have a different look to them. Maybe if Sony notices you're voting on a game that has maybe a 3D look versus a 2D look, maybe they're more likely to put those type of games on there. Games that look more like
AAA. I don't even think Sony even is considering that.
Hey, Nate, you keep not going into this politics thing, and I wasn't going to do it, but you brung it out of me.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I'm not voting.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be back in about 20 minutes.
I'm not voting because politics and voting does not like my people, okay? That's why I'm not voting. My vote don't count, so I'm not
going
to vote
now. We have a black president.
And they was put there by the man. He was put there by the man.
Oh, my God. Edit this out.
Yes. Yes.
Take this whole thing out of the show.
Don't start. It's true. It's true. Yes, I know a little bit about politics. And yes, I did vote. So I can't speak on this. You know what? I nate you, Nate. Oh, I nate you so much.
Nate? Is that a thing now?
What? What the hell?
Yes.
Does that a thing now?
Mean, Donnie?
He's substituting your word for the name, your name for the word hate.
You are the embodiment of hate as of this episode, so hate is now Nate.
I don't hate things, I do not like it when people complain when they have a chance to change something and they don't. Yes, the first three games are very indie, but what happens when three AAA games goes up there and, you know, Killzone Shadowfall wins instead of Knack and something else, and this dude wants Knack and is pissed, he's like, well, I didn't vote for Knack. Well, then why the fuck didn't you vote for Knack if you wanted Knack on there? That's my point here.
I am intrigued with that, and yes, I will vote. But if you give him the whack game, I complain about the whole plus thing. It's because the games suck. The games suck.
They don't all suck, Donnie. That's the thing. Not every one of these games suck. And maybe in your opinion these games suck. But there has been some actually really good games on Plus. And the fact that we get these games completely for, like, with a membership, you're basically paying for online play anyway. You're paying for online play on PS4, and you're getting free games. Yes, some of them suck. Super Exploding Zoo is a terrible fucking game. But then you've got other good games.
Dude,
hey, we got DMC, we got Devil May Cry from Ninja Theory on PlayStation Plus, so I'm pretty happy about that. That's a pretty good game.
And cool, and yes, I would have voted for DMC, but the thing about
I assure you guys that Donnie has played Knack. He would certainly not vote for Knack.
And I would not vote for Knack, but the thing about it, I'm only speaking for myself. The games that Plus give us sucks. If they would have give out some AAA games or even some indie games that I find interesting, then I will vote.
Have you ever found an indie game interesting?
But if you're going to still toss me whack things to vote on, knowing that the process of me even calling to order this whole voting thing is due because of the whackness, why would I vote on whackness?
Have you ever even liked an indie game, Donnie?
Oh my god, yes, I have said it before. I have a handful of indie games on my console, Station 3. I even have one on, I believe I have one on the Station 4. Yes, I like some indie games, but indie games are not eye-catching to me. But yes, even when Tricky read off the August premiere of these games, I said two of those games seem interesting, and two of those games are indie games. So, yes, I like some indie games, but still, I still believe that Plus is giving us whackness. And if
whackness
I have whackness
PS4?
To vote on...
But no, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. Stop. Everybody stop. Donnie, you said this like four times already, and it's pissing me off. PlayStation Plus is not giving us whackness. PlayStation Plus gives us quality games. The problem is, and your argument, which is valid, is sometimes those good games they give us, we have all already played. They gave us Ground Zeroes
Don't bring up that bullcrap.
You want to say that's a glorified demo, that's all.
You're giving us what should have been free. You're giving us a freaking demo.
Doesn't change the fact that it was charged for at a point anyway.
Oh my goodness! You're giving us a freaking demo at a price.
Right. The point is your personal feelings. The personal feelings that it should have been a demo aside, it was a retailed game that they gave us for free, which is a good game / demo, however you want to do it. They don't always give us AAA games every month, but they do give us good quality games. They gave one of Alex's favorite games, BioShock Infinite, away for free. Because that game.
All right. Why do you guys keep throwing the same stuff at me? And how many years did Alice have plus before he had to wait for that great opportunity to get his favorite game?
Donnie, I can point to a number of games that
still,
I've gotten on plus.
Y'all throwing the same argument at me. This is my personal feelings to a plus. Yes, again, I would say, Tricky, you're right. Nate, you're right. Alex, you're right. Ricky, you're even right. Yes, they do give us some quality games at some point in time. But it's spread out so far, in my opinion, of the great qualityness of it, is that overall, Plus sucks to me.
Well, Donnie, the service is not solely to please you. I mean, there are many different gamers out there with many different tastes.
He's bringing it to me again.
There's so many stupid gamers out there, Donnie, that they have to please as well, you know?
Oh my god, why do you guys keep bringing it to me?
And also, you're...
Man,
because Donnie, because your logic is flawed, is because you're saying that it's whack to you because it's so far in between. But the reality of the situation is, if you bought Plus today, by the end of the year, where if you've only paid $50 for Plus, you've gotten at least, and I mean at least, $200 to $250, maybe even $300 worth of games that you would have played that you only paid $50.
Plus, we got Rocket League free.
You guys,
come on.
You guys are right. You guys are right. You guys like you.
But then,
guys
why you still argue
like
with us?
That you guys like that. just me, one Donnie here, speaking for one Donnie, votes that the games that they give us, the quality games that they give us, is spread it out so far, in my opinion, that Plus sucks to me. To me. I even said it many episodes ago on multiple occasions that Plus is great for people who like downloading games and for people who like those type of games. But for somebody who's like me, who rather play a AAA, who rather spend the extra money on Gamefly and play the game that just came out yesterday, that's for me. Plus, it's great for you guys. It sucks on behalf of Donnie, this one Donnie here.
What the hell do you mean, you guys?
You people, man. I was saying it. You people. It's great for you coming. People.
I was waiting for you to say that, Alex.
Man, I don't know how many times I gotta say you guys are right. I don't even know how to speak another language, but I would say it in another language if I have to.
But Donnie, the problem is not you saying we're right. The problem is that we're trying to tell you your logic is flawed. Yes, you're right. It's your opinion, and if your opinion honestly is that because of the infrequency of good quality games that Plus gives you, that Plus is now sucky to you, that's valid. That's your argument. That's your feelings, and I get that. The problem is that your logic is flawed when you're saying that Plus is an inadequate service in your opinion because of the amount of quality and value there is in it. That's what we're arguing to you. We're not arguing that, Donnie, you need to love Plus because we love Plus. We're arguing that Plus is such a good program that your argument that the games are so infrequent is not really a valid argument.
I'm going over to my studio guest here. Did I not say that? Did I not say exactly what Tricky just said?
Yeah, he said it's good. We love for y'all.
I said that. You guys keep bringing it to me.
Well, I mean, both of y'all are valid. You and who was that? Was
Tricky?
That Alex?
That was Tricky. Who just
no, here. I know that was Tricky. But
the other guy, you talking about the guy who talks like Adam Sandler, yelling all the time?
Yeah.
You talking about Nate?
Nate. Both of y'all made valid points. I mean, both of y'all got y'all points across, and you can take that in consideration. Both of what y'all said. I mean, I would take that in consideration. You like it for what you like it for, and you don't like it for what you don't like it for. But, you know, I agree with both of y'all.
And again, I overall agree with you guys. You people. I overall agree with you all. I do. It's just me. I don't like it. But I overall agree with you. Now can we move on to housekeeping?
I tried to do housekeeping 10 minutes ago.
And I tried to tell y'all 5 times 10 minutes ago.
Okay, before housekeeping, vote Grow Home, everybody. That's the game you need to vote. That's from Press X to Win. Vote Grow Home.
Let's do some housekeeping, Donnie.
Yes, I vote yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Proofofgaming.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalist help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to proofofgaming.com first. Click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found exclusively on, well, not exclusively, also on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to check out our other podcast, Press X to Win, which is hosted by Nate, Ricky, and Jake. And also check out PG Spoilers, which, as announced previously in this episode, is having an episode planned for Life is Strange. If you're interested in doing any podcast or talk about any topic on PG Spoilers, it is a community show. It is for the listeners. It is for us. Any topic you want to discuss, just get a hold of me or one of the staff members. Let us know what you want to talk about. Record it. Send it to me, and it will be posted up on the site. Remember, PG Spoilers is unedited and uncensored, so feel free to speak your mind.
Except for the last 3 shows.
Well, that's... It was only edited because it had to be edited because of the audio issues. But that's nobody's opinions or words were taken out. It was just edited to people could actually hear what people were saying. But if you listen to this podcast, as I said, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure you can also listen to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications on your smart devices. If you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let us know how good of a job we're doing or how much of an idiot Donnie is.
Sure. I'm an idiot. I agree with that.
Also, check us out on Facebook by going to Facebook.com/ProvenGamer, and please hit that like button. Also, get involved in the Press Extra group on Facebook and get involved in the conversation over there. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can get a hold of us on Twitter. I'm Tricky Mick. Donnie is Young Twist. Alice, who doesn't really use Twitter anymore, is Saundersaurus Rex. I Yield to No One is I Yield to No One, with the number 2 and the number 1 both being in the name. Nate, what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Godly Fatality.
And Ricky, what is yours?
I'm at Pretty Ricky D.
Pretty Ricky, what they call him.
Did I not say that? Pretty Ricky D. All right.
That was all hilarious. Right. I did not know
Donnie,
that.
Ricky changed his Twitter name just for you. Solely to match what you said
just
earlier.
Just for you, Donnie.
Oh, great. Pretty Ricky, what they call.
Also, as we're doing every couple episodes, we're giving you our PSN IDs. I am Tricky Mick. That's TrickyMic. Donnie, what's yours?
That DTN. If you don't know how to spell that, don't play any more games. If you know how to say DTN, you really don't need to be playing any games.
Alex, what's your PSN ID?
Raise Havoc, RAISEHAVOK.
Nate?
Godly Fatality, GODLY, FATALITY.
And Ricky?
I'm at Asian Ricky, AZNRICKY.
I thought you was Asian.
Hey, you know.
Oh, my God. Now, I think
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, I don't think this needs to be mentioned, but please, if you send us a friend request or send us a message, please let us know who you are, because I don't think any of us respond to blank friend requests. We always ask, who the hell are you?
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
That explains all that China knowledge you got.
You can also send us an email at trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. Also, you can give us a phone call. Donnie, what's the phone number?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369. I can't believe I remember that number because I have not said it in months.
I believe it's not butter.
You can also send us a voicemail by clicking on the SpeakPipe app, which is found on the right side of ProvenGamer.com. Also, it's on our Facebook page. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the website.
Which I have left a message, and you have failed to put it on there because I was right.
You were wrong.
No, I am right. Back during the episode.
Okay, in Donnie's defense, he was correct, but he was also very wrong. Save Donnie the embarrassment, I never put it on. But if you'd like...
First of all, since when do y'all save me the embarrassment? I embarrass myself, according to y'all.
But if you like, on episode 221, I will get the audio and I will patch it into the episode because we don't have time to talk about it at this point.
Oh, I have time to mention it. Detroit was before America, and Detroit was also before Michigan.
We'll get more into that on episode 221 when Yield is back to do it. Also, be sure to check out the Structure Network. Their Twitter is the Structure Net. And check them out on Twitch, on twitch.tv/TheStructureNetwork. Also, check us out on Twitch at twitch.tv/ProvingGamer, where I have been going through and playing Batman Arkham Knight. It's entirely. So all the archived episodes are up there, so you can watch them in order. There's probably about 10 or 12 by now. Hopefully, after I'm done with all of them, I'll give them to our video god, Mr. Wilbert Rivera, and he can patch it all together to make one giant video.
Batman made a stupid comment in that game.
Did he really? What was the comment?
He was S-ring one of the dead bodies. One of the dead bodies came across with some toes missing, and he said this patient or this person is missing several toes on his left foot. And okay. When I was in school, I believe several was seven or more, and that's a lot of toes on one foot to be missing.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, where
did you get several seven from?
Because it starts with an S. Where you got it from?
I said when I was in school, they taught
Donnie, Donnie, you're around the same age as I am.
In Donnie's, Donnie's defense, he did go to school in Detroit, okay?
Okay, yes. Say that, Tricky, again.
Don't blame that on Detroit.
Okay, school in Detroit. But no, I was taught a couple was two, some was four or more, and several was seven or more, due to the keyword several, meaning seven.
So Donnie.
Okay, that's not what it is now. I looked it up in a dictionary, and it's not what it
is. It's never been that.
It has been that. It has been that.
I was taught it was two or more. It has
been that. Even your dad is saying you're wrong, Donnie.
I love how Donnie's guest. Refresh us on his name there, Donnie.
Terrence.
All right, Terrence. I love how Terrence is acting like Donnie's little devil on the shoulder or angel, depending on the circumstances. It's like his inner conscience is talking.
I talked about it on my show, and he had the same comment to say.
Yeah, you still want to go on with it, seven or more.
Yeah, because I'm telling that's what I was taught in school. Several means seven or more.
Donnie, were you also taught that blue and purple together makes white?
No, I found that out on my own when I was doing my art thing.
Blue and purple don't make white.
Okay, Donnie, since you have mentioned it, what is your other show that Terrence is on with you?
Whatever Talk, and it's been on a hiatus for like 2 or 3 weeks, but we will have a show coming later on this week, and then we'll be brought back up to your regular scheduled day, I think. But yeah, but we do have a show, another show recorded, and you will see it. It is back to its roots.
Can I say something?
Sure, why not?
You just said it.
I just want to say that this is like really my first time listening to the show all the way through, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Y'all really got it together, and all y'all.
Go back and listen to the 219 prior episodes.
Oh yeah. I really enjoyed all y'all.
And see how right Donnie Dabble.
Donnie, you were wrong. You were the wrong person in that. Everyone agreed. Yield and Alex both said you were wrong in that argument.
Cut his mic, Tricky.
All right, let's do our sponsors. All right, our first sponsor is our Extra Life. Alex, tell us about Extra Life.
Extra Life is a wonderful charity event. It's an annual event, this year it's happening on November 7th. Basically, it's a 24-hour gaming marathon. You get sponsorships. Can be $10 for the entire day, $1 an hour, $25 for the entire day. Basically, any amount that the person's willing to donate. And your donations, 100% of the donations, 100%, go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital of your choice, hopefully one that is close to you or in your hometown. Do something really awesome and play video games at the same time. Who doesn't like that?
Our other sponsor, Donnie, Yilda's not here, so you got to tell us how to GoFundMe.
GoFund who?
GoFundMe.
GoFund you.
Yes.
Go to GoFundMe /
.com/ Proven Gamer.
Yeah, I don't know all that / stuff. Thanks, Tricky.
I'm helping you out.
You can help us out, raise some money for some equipment that we all desperately need. And you can also throw in a little extra if you want me to do something extra for you. We got some trophy themes, donation themes. If you know, you donate a certain amount, you get a platinum on down to bronze. I almost forgot what it was. Bronze.
All right. And our last sponsor, who I'm going to go to, Nate. You know how to do it. You need to teach Ricky, because Ricky, this is your – we're popping your cherry here.
He doesn't know how to do it, but he can do it.
No.
Okay, Alex, Ricky, don't rule me.
I'm sure that Ricky has listened to the show more than once, or at least once. I think he knows how to – he doesn't?
He has. Of course he has.
Just say Amazon in a very high pitch.
Yeah, basically sing
Just
or
say
scream
it the most
Amazon.
Ridiculous way you can think of, Rick.
But make it a high-pitched voice.
Amazon.com.
I like you.
I like that.
I like you.
From now on, that is going to be a soundbite that you patch in if you ain't able to do it.
Well, you ain't going to get it because you ain't got it.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could and would, each and every time you shop on Amazon, please click on any Amazon link and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's close out the show and do our shout-outs. Donnie, your shout-out, sir.
I want to give a shout-out to all you listeners out there. You guys rock just as much as I do. sometimes you're right because you didn't hit stop on this podcast, so that makes you right at the particular moment. And I want to give a shout out to you guys, Nate. Like I said before, we spit spat and all that stuff, but I agree with a lot of the things you had to say, have to say. And Ricky, my first time meeting you, I've been waiting to meet you for such a long time. I've been waiting to meet you ever since I was featured on your show, and because I heard you was a lover of Mortal Kombat.
You were
on Press
X to Win?
Yes, apparently. I was, and that show was freaking awesome, and it was way more awesome than your show.
You never told me about this. What episode was that? I got to go listen to that episode.
It was way more awesome than your show.
Seven?
And Nate wouldn't say it right now, but that's when he fell in love with me. He's not going to say it now.
Yeah, totally.
but shout-out to you guys. Shout-out to my crew. Whatever talk, you know, we just, you know, like I said, we've been gone for a minute, but all you listeners who love this, thanks for listening to our past 19 episodes, and episode 20 will be out very soon. And my other crew, Trophy Whore, you guys rock, not as much as I do, except for Alex, and yeah.
Ooh, he called Yilda too.
Damn.
But Yield's not here to defend himself. I noticed after last week's episode that Donnie likes to talk shit about people that aren't here to defend themselves.
No. I talk about you all the time, Tree.
He's a crybaby gamer.
Yes, I also stated that three times now. Oh, give a shout out to my fam. Also, you guys, awesome. But just not as much as awesome as I am.
Jeez, the most conceited person ever. Holy shit.
I think very highly of yourself.
Alright, so I want to, as always, thank the listeners because they're awesome and we appreciate so much that I can't even explain how much we appreciate you all for listening to us basically just shoot the shit and go off the rails every week. Hopefully it's entertaining. I think it's entertaining, but, you know, maybe we're just all a little vain, right, Donnie?
Yeah. I just don't bring Nate back next week.
I want to thank Nate for coming on the show and always helping make things even more entertaining than usual. And let me use a Jurassic Park reference, Jurassic World reference. I want to thank Ricky for coming on for his first show. I'm glad that I was here for his debut, his ascension to Trophy Whores.
Let's go back to God of War.
Hey, I'm responsible for writing these episode descriptions and these titles now, so I got to get creative. And I want to give a shout-out to Tricky and Yield, especially Yield, who couldn't be here with us. And last but not least, I'm going to give a shout-out to the love of my life, Christina, and how I just want to say how much I appreciate her for letting me record with you all every week and just being so supportive of this show and all my crazy love of and like of video games. So.
Ricky, your shout-out, sir.
First of all, shout-out to the Trophy Horse crew for letting me come on the show. Definitely appreciate it. Something different, something new.
Welcome to the big league, sir.
So you say. So you say.
Welcome to the big penis club.
Oh, my goodness. The CEO and president of that club is Tricky Mick.
Oh, jeez. No comment on there. shout-out to all the...
I think all the listeners just called our bluff.
I suffer from the Irish curse. If you don't know what that is, look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Tater tots?
I'm done.
Ricky, you know what your shout outs?
I'm done.
Nate, your shout out, sir.
I just want to shout out to these fucking dogs who are barking in the background. I can't get them to stop. But I want to shout out to the Trophy Horse crew for letting me come on again this week. I'm a bit this is really bad. I'm sorry. I've been unemployed, so I haven't had really much to do. So I appreciate that I've been able to come on here and have some fun at least. Shout out to Ricky for joining our Press X to Win crew a while back and never looking back. Shout out to the listeners. And as always, shout out to the San Francisco 49ers, who are about to start training camp, and they're going to come back and have a much better year than they did last year. I'm fucking stoked about it. Go Niners.
I want to give a shout out to Ricky for coming on. Thank you for letting us pop your horse cherry here. I also want to make a pimp decision and offer Nate the official fifth chair on Trophy Horse just to piss off Donnie.
Hey, you notice I didn't argue. I was calm the whole entire show. That's him, so irate.
Nate's apparently going to calm down his dogs when they is unable to respond at this time. Want to give a shout out?
He just doesn't want to answer.
Want to give a shout out to my whore brothers, Donnie, Alex, and Yield. It is a pleasure to record every week, and I'm so sorry that I missed the fireworks last episode. Even though I was listening in and I did make a guest appearance, I was unable to actually record. I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who is recovered nicely and is now currently in Virginia for the next 3 weeks, spending time with her grandfather and grandmother. I miss her dearly. Want to give a shout out to the goddess who is currently snoring in my bedroom, and I can hear her through my headset. Hopefully, it's not getting picked up on the microphone.
She ain't got nothing on the cure. My wife got her beat by a lot. Wait.
Want to give a shout out to Disney Infinity and the pop collection that's currently behind me, which is gonna make me broke by the time I'm done.
Oh, that's pop. I thought you meant like sip, sip. That they call it pop.
You mean soda?
Right.
Yes. I thought you were talking
about
pop.
Wait, so you're thinking he's collecting sodas?
Hey, yeah, he's tricky. He's tricky. He collects things.
East Coast thing.
I'm sorry.
East Coast thing.
I was wondering why he was collecting soft drinks.
Not the soda pop. Not soda pop.
Oh, they're little figures.
Yeah. Low slow.
Yeah, I know where they are now, but I didn't know they were called pops.
Yep.
Why?
That's what they're called.
Is that an Asian thing?
Nope. Oh my god.
Most.
I thought he was talking about Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Rice Krispies?
I want to give a shout out to DX Racer, who made the chair that I'm currently sitting on. It is a fantastically overpriced chair.
But I hope it can hold you.
Yes, it can. It's rated up to...
That's right, with all those pops he's drinking.
It's rated up to 400 pounds, so I'm barely under that limit at this time.
I forgot a shout-out, because she just walked in the room, and I have to, because I'm obligated.
Shout-out DLC.
She's going to kill you now.
Shout-out to, as Alex says, the love of my life, Kate, who puts up with me every night when I do this shit. So, yeah, you can hear her in the background yelling at me.
I love how we've had guest appearances on this show from guest appearances. All right, with all that being said, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
See you next time.
Later.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again, listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.